مبادرة ضوء لتسجيل الكتب الصوتية للمكفوفين وضعاف البصر بصوت المتطوعة أميرة.
Student Book Project Number 2 Writing a Leaflet Module 2 Natural Words Note that this is optional. Task As part of a campaign to make people aware of the need to protect the environment, you are going to design and write a leaflet aimed at people of your age. Work in groups of 3 or 4. Stage 1. Reading and discussing. A. Read the leaflet below aimed at persuading one group of people to change their behavior in a way which will benefit the environment. Fed up with getting to work late? Are you one of the thousands of drivers who get to work late because you get stuck in traffic every morning? If you are, here's an idea you could consider. Why not leave home half an hour earlier? If you leave home half an hour earlier, you will miss the rush hour and get to work much more quickly. You will probably arrive at work more than half an hour earlier than usual. This may mean you can leave work and arrive home earlier. Think of the benefits. There will be fewer cars on the road, so you won't get stuck in traffic jams. You will spend less money on petrol and waste less time. You will do your job better because you will be fresher when you arrive. You will be able to spend more time after work with your family. Why don't you give it a try? You have got nothing to lose. 1. Which environmental issue is the subject of the leaflet? The answer is traffic or congestion on the roads. 2. Which group of people is the leaflet trying to persuade? The answer is commuters. 3. What ideas are the writers using to persuade these people? The answer is Working flexible hours will mean more time at home, fewer traffic jams, less money spent on petrol, and more energy available for work. B. What has the writer done to make the message of the leaflet clear to readers? The answer is simple, clear layout, divided under bold headings. C. What do you think about the design and layout of the leaflet? Here are some things to think about. The headlines, slogans, fed up with getting to work late, etc. The amount of text, the use of bullet points, the use of punctuation, the use of illustrations. The answer is student's own answer. Stage 2. Discussion. Discuss these questions with your partners. Write notes about main points of agreement. A. What environmental issues directly affect your country or city? The pictures show some of the possible issues. Endangered animals, water shortage, desertification. B. Which issues do you think are most interesting to people of your age? C. Which issues could young people become directly involved with? D. In what ways can they become involved? Here are some ideas. Collecting money, doing something practical, for example, helping to look after rare animals, changing their own behavior and persuading others to do the same, organizing public talks by experts to give people reliable information. Stage 3. Make your decisions. Decide the following points. The issue your leaflet will highlight and how this affects people of your age in your country. Suggestions for action people can take. Ideas which you can use to persuade young people that they should do something. Stage 4. Write your leaflet. A. Share the tasks. For example, one student could work on an interesting design, find illustrations, etc. Another could think of suitable headlines or slogans. A third could write the text. B. Each student in the group shows or tells the rest of the group what he or she has done. The group as a whole can comment on this and suggest improvements. C. Each student revises his or her ideas and produces a final version of the leaflet. You could use a computer to do this if one is available. Stage 5. Present your leaflet. A. Groups take turns to present their leaflets to the rest of the class. Leaflets can be displayed on the classroom walls. B. Talk about how effective each leaflet is. How persuasive is it? C. You could finish with a class vote. Which is the most effective leaflet?